In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, we may be in the midst of 2010, but the House Agriculture Committee has already held numerous 2012 Farm Bill hearings across the country. And during the 27th Annual International Sweetener Symposium, Committee Chairman Colin Peterson said he's been hearing good things about sugar policy and does not foresee any upcoming changes as the committee drafts the 2012 Farm Bill.
I haven't heard anything that would change my opinion, and I think what I've heard probably would reinforce it. It is working. Sugar prices have been strong. The department is administering the program exactly as it was intended. That was a problem we had with the previous administration. They didn't always administer the program the way that Congress intended. And so at least for the way things are looking right now, I think the sugar program is right on target, and we've got the right people running it. It doesn't cost the taxpayers any money, and sugar industry is strong.
And it seems that Americans agree, as a new Harris Interactive poll about U.S. sugar policy shows that Americans favor current sugar policy over the three other policy alternatives. The other choices have been offered by food manufacturers and others looking to make a change. Only 19% of respondents chose one of the alternative policies, which included an income support system like other farm commodities, a one-time buyout like tobacco policy, and an elimination of the U.S. sugar program in favor of imports. The poll also showed that 95% of Americans believe it's important to produce food domestically instead of depending on foreign producers. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.